the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira wa la li qabaihi satira wa la li shay'in min 'amali al-qabih bil hasan mubaddilan ghayrak la ilaha illa ant subhanaka wa bihamdik zalamtu nafsi zalamtu nafsi.
Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we were talking about the part where Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this divine Kumail supplication, says, Allahumma la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira. O Allah, I find no forgiver of my sins. Wa la li qabaihi satira. And no concealer of my wicked acts. Wa la li shay'in min 'amali al-qabih bil hasan mubaddilan ghayrak. And no transformer of any of my wicked acts into good acts but you. So in this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam is mentioning three different stages, three different levels, three different attributes for the Almighty Allah. لا أجد لذنوبي غافرة. You are the one who forgives my sins. ولا لقبائح ساترة. You are the only one who will conceal my wicked acts. ولا لشيء من عملي القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غيرك. I find no one else except you that can transform my wicked acts into good acts. In this regard, the Holy Quran says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. Keep up prayer at the two ends of the day and in the first parts of the night. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Surely good deeds take away evil deeds. This is what the Almighty Allah has done. Numerous facts are mentioned in important scientific and research-based books about the transformation of wicked acts into good deeds. Some of them, of course, are philosophical, but others are mystical. But stating all of them here in this program, of course, it requires a lot of time and a lot of space. But talking about them is beyond the scope of this program. Some say that this transformation of wicked acts into good deeds has some different explanations, some different implications. All of them can be acceptable in their places. When a human repents from previous sins, when a human renews his belief in Allah, a great revolution occurs throughout his existence. It is because of his alteration that all the sins are transformed. They are changed to good deeds. If he had committed murder in the past, it would be placed with defending the oppressed people. It would be replaced with fighting the oppressors in future. If he were an adulterer previously, he would then become pious and chaste through repenting, through being regretful because of his former sins. And after repentance, Allah would remove the sins out of his mercy, replacing them with good acts.
beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you, glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul, I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through. Knowing that God speaks with us too, it's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Abu Dharr has narrated from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who said, يُحْشَرُ بَعْضُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيَأْمُرُ اللَّهُ أَن تُعْرَضَ صَغَائِرُ ذُنُوبِهِمْ وَتُسْتَرَ كَبَائِرُهَا. On the last day, Allah orders to account for the servant's minor sins, covering his major sins. Then the Prophet said, he confesses to what he has committed of minor sins, but he is afraid of his major sins. If Allah wills to have mercy on him, then he would replace any sin of him with a good act. Therefore, the servant professes, my Lord, إِنَّ لِي ذُنُوبًا كَبِيرَةً وَلَا أَرَاهَا. I had committed many major sins, but they are not present today. I don't see them. Abu Dharr says, at this point, the Prophet smiled in a way that his teeth appeared. Then he recited this verse, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. These are the ones Allah changes the evil deeds to good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. There is also another possibility about the transformation of wicked acts into good deeds. This possibility is that the sins are not the deeds that humans do, but rather the wicked effects of the sins on human soul and mind. So when the sinner repents, those wicked effects are removed from his soul, transforming them to good effects. And this is the meaning of transformation of wicked acts to good acts. But as we said, all of these explanations can be acceptable in their places. Brothers and sisters, we are done explaining this part of the Kumail supplication. We'll talk about the next parts in the later programs. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I'm